It's Thursday, January the 27th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, North Korea tests new missiles and America delivers proposals to Russia. First, the world in brief. North Korea is thought to have fired two short-range ballistic missiles into the sea off its east coast on Thursday. It is the sixth missile test the nuclear-armed country has carried out this month, one of its busiest ever for weapons testing. America, Japan, and South Korea all roundly condemned the tests, which they say violate UN Security Council resolutions. America delivered written proposals to Russia aimed at diffusing tensions over Ukraine. Quote, "It reiterates publicly what we've said for many weeks," observed Anthony Blinken, America's Secretary of State. On the Kremlin's key request that NATO commit to not admitting Ukraine, America again refused to budge. Earlier, Russia, Ukrainian, German, and French envoys met in Paris. Moderna began testing a new Omicron-specific booster vaccination dose. The American biotech company said its existing booster does generate antibodies against the COVID-19 variant, but that their levels fall after 6 months. Omicron continues to spread around the world. According to the Pan-American Health Organization, more than 8 million COVID cases were reported in the Americas during the past week, a new record. Tesla said sales of its electric vehicles are likely to grow by more than 50% in 2022, despite supply chain issues. The carmaker delivered more than 930,000 vehicles in 2021, helping rake in its highest ever profit of $5.5 billion. Elon Musk, the company's founder, called it a, quote, "breakthrough year for electric vehicles." Stephen Breyer, one of the three liberal justices on America's Supreme Court, will retire at the end of the court's current term. President Joe Biden will nominate his successor, thereby maintaining the court's current 6-3 split between conservatives and liberals. Progressives had pressed Justice Breyer, aged 83, to step down to ensure his replacement by a Democratic president. Mr. Biden had previously promised to put the first black woman on the court. Faced with uncomfortably high inflation and a strong labour market, the Federal Reserve signalled its readiness to raise interest rates in mid-March. Tapering, the gradual halting of its monthly asset purchases, will end earlier that month. The central bank is preparing to start reducing its roughly $9 trillion balance sheet thereafter. Stock markets have become jittery in recent days, in anticipation of the hawkish turn. Apple's share of the smartphone market in China reached 23% in the fourth quarter of 2021, a record for the company. The firm became the top-selling smartphone vendor in China for the first time in 6 years, overtaking Huawei, a domestic company, which has been beleaguered by American sanctions. Overall, smartphone sales in China dropped by 2% in 2021, according to Counterpoint Research, a research firm. Fact of the day. 10%. Roughly the amount the S&P 500 index has fallen since the start of the year.